Hello and welcome. You are with me on the Erica Glessing Show, where we have 8-minute inspirational conversations with entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And my guest today is one of my favorite people. His name is Matthew Ferry. He's a coach, a trainer, an author, a speaker, and he's just been coaching people through thousands and thousands of changes. He has a funny term called the drunk monkey. We'll see if we get into that on the show. So welcome, Matthew.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah, how does it get any better? So my first question, as you know, is what was one of the things that really caused you to have a big life change?
It was the awakening to the idea that my mind was not my friend, and that my mind actually was against me, and that when I would set intentions, my mind would talk me out of it. And when I would want to lose weight, my mind would tell me to have a cookie. And I used to listen to my mind like it was important and valuable. And I've realized that my mind is actually just a biological system designed to keep me alive. There's no need to do that. I'm already living a life that's about thriving. I'd say that's probably my biggest life lesson that I've learned so far.
Yeah, I can still remember you putting something up about saying, when you look in the mirror, do you say nice things about you? I still remember you asking that question.
Yep. My mind typically does not say nice things about me.
So, all righty, we're going to get to how to handle that in a few minutes, because Matthew is a major master of mindset. But I like to ask this question. What's your favorite book?
My favorite book is Dr. Hawkins' Eye of the Eye.
Ooh, yeah, right?
Very, very powerful book. Yeah, I love that book because basically when I read it, it helps my mind to go quiet. It puts me into a good place. It helps me to feel inspiration rather than any kind of frustration or agitation.
Nice. And then what's your favorite song when you were 16?
I had to look those songs up because I don't really connect well with my I'm sort of a now song kind of guy. So my favorite song when I was 16, I looked, there was a bunch of them, but Sunday Bloody Sunday stuck out.
Okay.
By U2. And I think I like that one because I love any kind of message that's about let's stop destroying each other and let's, be as one, which is the main idea in that song.
Beautiful. So what's your nugget for entrepreneurs and lightworkers? Because you are really one of the best coaches, I'm just going to say, on the planet, not that I'm subjective or anything. So,
well, I appreciate that. I have spent many, many, many years coaching. I think that the entrepreneur light worker, so that's a very specific kind of entrepreneur, is sort of a spiritually based entrepreneur.
Right.
I think that the fatal mistake that person makes is that they think that spirituality and business are the same, and they're not. And if you think you're going to apply spiritual principles to your business and make your business function, for the most part, you're incorrect. And what you do is you apply spiritual principles to yourself so that you function. But then you actually have to implement tried and true, practical, known business tactics, which are generally low conscious. So you have to take low conscious principles, and then you need to be a high conscious person doing those principles. And you'll find that you experience more joy, more peace, more love, more flow doing that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, right in there, I just felt that rub. It was like, that is like my listener's rub. It's like, I just want to hang out and be spiritual.
Yeah. And, what I call that is the spiritual derelict mode. I'm speaking from experience.
If you had to start over, Matthew Ferry, what would you do first?
If I had to start over, I would begin by questioning why I need everything that I have been programmed to need. And I would work to distinguish what are my actual intentions and desires versus everything that I've been told to do to be a good person. Mm-hmm. I would disconnect from tradition and culture and guilt and obligation. I would eject everything. And then I would, be, you know, myself.
So maybe I don't need the Lamborghini.
Well, yeah, you don't need anything, right? What you need are basic fundamentals. And the question is, can you find that thing inside of you that you appreciate and enjoy doing? And then you'll find that success is much easier when you're in a state of appreciation and joy, rather than I have to get this thing in order to be in a state of appreciation and joy.
I love it. That's perfect. That's actually kind of why I built my annual Happiness Telesummit. I mean, that was basically the core, was getting people into like, feel it now.
Yep.
Whatever the hell's going on, feel it now.
Yep. It's already here.
It's already here. What would you like to share with our listeners about Matthew Ferry and what you're up to, your company? Tell us your company name and...
Well, I have several companies, but my main website is MatthewFerry.com. And I think that the thing that I would love to share with people is seven steps that I've distinguished called Seven Steps to Happiness and Success. And it kind of gives you a left field, totally different view of how you experience success and happiness simultaneously. And it's a free report that I put together for everybody. And I'd love for them to come check it out.
Awesome sauce. I will put that right here on the podcast page. And I am just so glad you had time to stop and share your brilliance with us today, Matthew. Anything else you just want to leave people with?
Well, I think that the main thing I want to leave you with is mindset is the one change that changes everything.
Awesome. Thank you, Matthew.
You're welcome.
The Erica Glessing Show is being sponsored today by Happy Publishing and the book, The Power of Releasing Judgment. Pick up your copy of The Power of Releasing Judgment today on Amazon and start creating a new reality right away.